Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Many people allow others to live their lives for them. They are dominated by what others think and say. We only live twice, one temporary life now, and one immortal life in the resurrection. This truth makes all life valuable, especially this first one, since it is a quickly vanishing vapor life, according to James 4:14. Everyone gets one of these temporal lives. No one has the right to live your life for you, thus allowing them more than one life for themselves. Refuse to allow anyone to live your life for you, to pressure you, to domineer you, to bully you, to shame you, and to lord over you. Father has given you the gift of His life. Value it, honor it, redeem it from the hands of those who would embezzle it from you. Not even Paul the Apostle would assume such a place over the lives of believers. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24, "Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand." Nor would Paul allow anyone to have such ascendancy in his own life. He says in 1 Corinthians 4:3, "But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or by man's judgment. Yes, I judge not my own self." Paul was a former Pharisee. He prided himself in his reputation. What others thought of him had been something of great value to him. That was until he met Christ. Many men could never let go of their reputation, of their long history of honorable service and activity. How others view them, what others think of them, is very important to them. But sadly, reputation keeps them in bondage from being able to move on in the wonderful things of God. Along with other things, Paul counted reputation as dung, or as waste. He says in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." What a reversal for Paul. He now lived a singular life for one. Regardless of what anyone thought or said, he lived for Christ. It's not that he didn't love others. He just had a steadfast determination for the truth of God and for living his life for him alone, even if it meant that he would be labeled as an evildoer, which he was throughout his life. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 9. Paul wanted you and I to have this same exact singleness of heart for the Lord, no matter what others say or think. This is why his great appeals are for us to be free from such manipulative power and control. Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 and 22 says, "Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men." Others may choose to judge us. We have no control over that. However sincere their actions may be, or appear to be, we are not to be affected by their judgment. When we, like Paul, walk before the Lord, their verdicts in our lives should be a very small thing in our sight. In fact, if we are concerned about their opinions, it will have a hindering and hampering effect. Stop worrying about others' opinions. and go on living the precious life that God has given you. Don't worry about the expectations of others. God's calling in your life is to be His unique prototype, not a stereotype. You are to be His original, not a forged copy. Abandon mere mortal expectations, real or imagined. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Phil Collins singing, "I Don't Care Anymore."
I don't care anymore. No more, no more, no more, no more.